Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about Brazil's longevity. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, and mind the time because it grows short. And our devotional is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and it says, "Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you." Right. Yeah, there's a way to pray. You approach God with thanks and praise, and then you talk to him from the heart. Read scripture. If you kind of use scripture in with your prayer, God knows you're reading the Bible, his word. And this is the user manual for man. Yeah, dust it off. Get in there. Mind the time, it grows short. Okay, we're going to be looking at Brazil's longevity. This was interesting. This was January 2026. Genomic Press published some findings in the January 2026 issue of Genomic Psychiatry. It was on longevity of the people of Brazil. So adults in Brazil are living longer, with many over 100 years of age. So the country is better off economically than Cuba and Venezuela, but they have a socialized healthcare system similar to the EU. So what is their secret to living a long life? We're going to check it out. So research on extreme human longevity has now been front and center. The research was carried out at the Human Genome and Stem Cell Research Center at the University of Sao Paulo. The researchers wanted to find out what is contributing to the longevity of the Brazilian population. They report on how diverse the population is for several centuries, different people making up the DNA landscape there. Millions of genetic variants have contributed to the genetic code of these people from different areas of the globe, such as the Portuguese colonization that began in 1500, the forced immigration of roughly 4 million enslaved Africans, and also waves of European and Japanese immigrants. So the researchers believe this rich genetic diversity has contributed to creating what they describe as a super centenarian population. So their research discovered 2 million previously unknown genetic variants in Brazilians over the age of 60, and many of these super centenarians live in underserved areas with little access to modern healthcare. So this speaks to their biological resilience that developed largely without medical intervention. Let's look at what Genomic Psychiatry says, quote, "Brazil, with wide-ranging social, cultural, and environmental backgrounds, Brazilian supercentenarians were still mentally sharp and able to manage basic daily tasks on their own," end of quote. This report mentioned a 110-year-old woman who was the longest living family line, with nieces ages 100, 104, and 106. Her oldest niece, now 106, was still competing as a swimming champion at the age of 100. So what makes them biologically different? Well, the supercentenarians of Brazil have biological traits that are different from the general population. Their immune system is more robust, maintaining healthier immune cells with protein, active cellular cleanup processes to prevent damage, and have overall recycling systems which function at a level equal to a much younger person. Here's another quote. This is from the University of Sao Paulo. They say, "The study authors argue that immune aging in supercentenarians should be seen not as overall decline, but as a form of adaption that preserves function," end of quote. Huh. So their immune system is well preserved. And what about not having access to healthcare, really? Well, that would mean the lack of vaccines, wouldn't it? So an interesting note is the research was that the people living in the longest were without vaccines. The Brazilians survived infection even before vaccines were available. Their immune cells have strong IgG responses and neutralize antibodies against some of the most concerning pathogens like SARS-CoV-2. So this is evidence that their immune system has not been corrupted, and showed their immune system proteins and metabolites have a robust, quote, early host defense, end of quote. So I have often felt that with each successive generation being vaccinated, it weakens the immune system, and this genetic weakness is passed on to the next generation through the DNA. And here is the study that authors are supporting this view that I just gave you without knowing it. This is what Human Genome and Stem Cell Research Center and University of Palo Alto says: how people over 110 mounted effective immune responses to a brand new virus that proved deadly to millions of younger individuals remains a key question. This suggests that these centenarians have a preserved immune system that is intact. Does that mean everybody else that got vaccinated doesn't have an intact immune system? It would suggest so. They go on to say, having access to both male and female supercentenarians who live most of their lives without modern medicine offers a rare chance to study immunity resilience. Do we need immune system vaccines then, or does our immune system take care of it? Well, these researchers want to import immunologists to Brazil to research this further on why these people have intact immunity that can defend against serious infections without the help of science and their mutated pathogen vaccinations. So the answer may surprise them. And it could be as simple as not taking vaccines and eat more beans and rice. Well, we should watch and learn, shouldn't we? As science wants to dive into the reason why underprivileged and under-medicated people of Brazil have better immune systems than are able to adapt without the help of science and live longer, we can learn from this report where science isn't really looking. Clearly, the 100-year-old Brazilians have strong immune adaption cells. They adapt and have strong resilience traits without modern medicine. And as usual, science wants to pick apart the blood chemistry of these folks with their genomic, immunological, and longitudinal studies to be able to control a protein that can mimic these traits. However, I believe they will not succeed. Now, because it is about lifestyle, eating healthy, simple foods, and avoiding man-made toxins, these Brazilians have lived simply, eating mostly beans and rice with some meat and vegetables, living in the countryside with fresh air and well water. The Brazilian diet consists of basically beans, rice, fish, pork, beef, chicken, vegetables, tapioca flour from the cassava root, gluten-free flour, easy to digest. How about healthy oils and coffee, of course? So Brazil is also very biodiverse in medicinal herbs in their region, so they grow those in their garden. So healthy immunity, we can have that as we age. And in America, they say, well, they expect your immune system to take a dive as you get past 60. Well, obviously, that's not what's supposed to happen. It may be common, but it's not normal. So these people of Brazil have taught us a valuable lesson. So while the Americans were listening to science, following the food pyramid, eating sugar, using seed oils and processed preserved foods, Brazil was keeping it simple, fresh, and healthy. Natural is better. So therefore, the effectiveness and the efficiency of your immune system is not negatively affected by age. It is affected by what you put inside the body, and that includes your vaccines. So if you need another example, our pets are not as healthy since veterinarian care turned to using lots of drugs and vaccines and promoted processed pet foods. 100 years ago, our pets would eat table scraps. They ate what we ate. Now look at the leukemia, the very serious cancer cases, the diabetes, the skin tissue issues pets have. Well, we need to heal naturally, and we can do that. We can move on with the knowledge and make healthy choices to our lifestyle. Use less or no sugar because it causes a lot of inflammation. Drink clean water and keep the diet balanced, simple, and organic. And medicinal supplements for immune support and for detoxification of the system so the body can regenerate is also valuable. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's what they you know, specialize in immune support, toxin removal, metabolic strengthening. You know, herbs are here for the serviceman, the healing of the nations. God said that in the Bible, and, you know, he can't lie. So give him a call. Get a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. International is 828-469-5972 or thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You're more powerful than you think you are. You just got to exercise those choices. I'm out of time, but thanks for listening and for sharing. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.